Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Have you ever thrown a party and wondered if anyone would show up? That's what we were wondering yesterday as we set up for our rally to support National School Choice Day on the steps of the Montana Capitol. It wasn't a warm day, but decent for January. The sound system was in place, as was the canopy, and under it, tables with piles of school choice signs and 500 bright yellow scarves waiting to be passed out. Everything was in place by 11:15. By 11:30, no one had shown up. By 11:35, we were getting worried. The rally was supposed to start at noon. Then at 11:45, they came. Senior citizens, families pushing strollers, and buses filled with school kids. By noon, roughly 300 people stood on the steps wearing bright yellow scarves, waiting to hear remarks by Congressman Steve Daines and Senate President Jeff Essman. Both talked about the need for options when it comes to education. They said that one-size-fits-all education doesn't work for everyone, and whether it's public school or charter schools or private schools or homeschool, parents need to be able to find a school that best fits their child and plug them in. After the rally, everyone went inside the Capitol to warm up. We had 2 hours until the hearings began. Some went to eat lunch, but most went to the House gallery to listen to Congressman Daines address a joint session of the Montana House and Senate. During the session, there were two high points. The first was the speech by Congressman Daines, of course, and the second was when former Montana State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Ed Argenbright, was introduced to the members of the legislature, and he stood up wearing one of our bright yellow school choice scarves. After the floor session, we moved to the hearings. Three bills, two committees, two chambers. On the Senate side, the Education Committee heard Senate Bill 81, a bill to allow tax deductions for private sector scholarships to allow kids to move from public to private schools. As with all school choice bills, it was the parents and regular citizens versus the powerhouse education lobby, the teachers union, and in this case, Governor Bullock, whose spokesperson made it clear that he would veto any school choice legislation that reached his desk. A clear reminder to us that he was put in place with the help of the teachers union and he knows who butters his bread. The House Education Committee also heard a tax credit bill that would help offset tuition expenses, but that wasn't the bill that drew the crowd. The one that drew people from across the state was House Bill 239, the bill to require parental permission before schools could teach sex education beginning in kindergarten. In this case, it was parents in favor and about 50 teenage supporters of Planned Parenthood in opposition. These were members of Planned Parenthood's Teen Advocate Project, where Planned Parenthood recruits teens to do what's called peer counseling. Basically, teenagers counseling teenagers. In my day, we called that the blind leading the blind. The quote of the day came from a mom of one of those teens who reminded the committee that it takes a village to raise a child. I personally find that offensive. It doesn't take a village. It takes dedicated parents. If my wife and I wanted the state to have a say in the upbringing of our children, we'd move to China or North Korea. It's that mentality that gives us things like kindergarten sex ed, and it's that mentality that we battle every day in the halls of the Capitol. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.